Hello and welcome to Bible Brothers, the podcast where we read the Bible from front to back. My name is Robert Padnick. With me as always is Dan Klein. Hello, Dan.
Hello, Robert. Thank you so much for having me back in this chunk.
Now, Dan, you said you had a question. You were in our attempts to manufacture banter at the beginning of this episode.
There was a question.
You had a question.
Do you want to hear my question?
Or do you, what? Or what? Save it again?
We could.
Yeah, yeah, let go.
The question was, during our time off, did you think about the Bible?
Oh. No.
Fair.
Sorry to be a deal breaker. What's there to think about? I mean, did you?
Well, yeah, I did, but because I noticed it coming up a lot in things.
Oh.
It didn't come up for you? You didn't even...
Well, maybe if you said one, I would like spur my imagination.
Well, I started listening to what I thought is a very interesting book that I'll never finish, but it's called like The History of Debt,
okay.
I think is the title.
Wow.
And it's about the history of debt.
Rough.
Yeah.
So you don't... It's crazy that you don't... You choose not... You barely read.
I barely read.
But when
read.
You read... It's so dense.
Yeah. I typically listen to dense nonfiction.
Okay.
And then if I read books, I prefer fiction.
Barn burners.
Yeah. But the problem is by the time I'm like, the baby is going to move to the crib soon.
Uh-huh.
And we'll have our room back.
Right.
And I have a feeling that reading can return.
Uh-huh.
When I'm not constantly in a pitch black room.
With an infant.
Infant, a sleeping infant there.
Right, that makes sense.
But yes, that's kind of my current system.
Okay, so you're reading this book.
And they talk about the Jubilee.
Really?
Of course, it's a major early debt discussion.
That's crazy. I feel like we're the only people who know about the
Jubilee.
I know.
And I think just about like how baked in debt is to almost all religions is part of it. It's interesting that it all so much of it is about you're in debt for your sins,
right?
For being alive,
just like a figurative debt, or
there's figurative debt, and then there's
debt.
There's slaves and there's people working out of bondage and debts being cleared with jubilees and that all that stuff, like in all this stuff. So I was like, wow, this is crazy. It ends up it talks about the Bible a lot.
Yeah, that's cool that you knew it. But you know what's crazy about knowing the Bible, quote unquote, is like, it's like, so now you know it. You, like, all you do is you get that like 1 second of being like, hey.
But that's all it is, isn't it? That's all anything is.
I know. Well, yeah. But I don't like it because like then these so-called Bible experts, they're like, you know, actually that comes from the Bible and I know that. And you're like, okay.
So do I. And I'm not an expert.
But it's like, yeah. And so what? It was in the Bible. Like you don't know anything more about it.
No, like, but I know it.
You just
I've
know
seen it.
You just know it.
It's so funny because you can just lie and say, I know it too.
Oh, yeah.
But there's something very innately human about, I've seen that. I know it.
You have to
I've
say
been
it.
There.
Oh, I heard that.
I heard that.
I heard that. I was there.
I was there. I saw that. I knew that before you did.
And then you're like, okay, well, can you enhance this conversation in any way with what you know?
No.
Well, I saw it.
I saw it. That's the conversation.
It was cool.
You could either be impressed or not.
I was there.
I saw it in the book.
Yeah.
I owned it and I looked at it and that
it
part
Jubilee
is still in my mind.
And then you just said it.
So
I know it already. You don't doesn't count for you. 1 point me.
Goodbye.
It's basically like I get that point.
I think so. It's like a little cocktail party point.
Give it I saw it.
That's how I feel about reading most books, is they're just cocktail party points.
Just to say you've read a book.
Yeah.
Right. I read it.
I read that too. Are you talking about it? Yes.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. What do you think?
I like this part. Yeah, it was good. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, too.
Yeah, you're cool.
I feel like I would have noticed you before.
Right.
Like,
now that we've read the same thing once.
What are you doing later?
Kissing you. That's what it is,
is
right?
Is this really happening?
I'm
a married man.
I am, too.
But we read the same
book. Get remembered one part that we liked.
You like that part? Me too. It was the most biggest part of the book that happened at the end.
I love that part of the book.
I love the most famous part of the book.
When they went sledding.
Yes.
In The Giver.
Yes.
They go sledding in The Giver and they go sledding in Ethan Frome. Did you have to read that in school?
No.
It's another book that ends with sledding.
But there's also one called Freak the Mighty.
Oh, that's a cool
title.
I think
also had a big sledding sequence. Kit and Calvin and Hobbes. A
lot of sledding.
Something about sledding just captures the imagination.
It really does.
The youth and speed.
Change.
The seasons. Yeah. Mm.
my wife and I were talking yesterday. This feels so pathetic because like I've maybe reread one book in my life, but we were talking about revisiting the show Terrace House because we just like miss it House. And I loved it. And we were talking about it and it's like, it would be worth it to like go. Cause it's faded from my memory, a lot of it.
Mm.
So I like want to go back and watch it,
relive
but
it.
There's something like so sad to me, I guess, about rewatching an entire TV show.
Yeah. A lot of people do it.
I mean,
it's like a different style. It's a different style. Consumption.
I prefer to just have the cocktail party points.
You love the news. You got to keep moving forward.
Novelty. I got to have it.
A lot of people like watch a show as like a sleep aid or a study aid.
And just also comfort. I don't comfort, really get comfort.
For comfort. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, maybe like I used to rewatch Simpsons episodes a kid.
Yeah,
so I guess I could still do that.
But you don't do it anymore.
No, because I'm like, is that what I should be doing with my time?
But and you're like always uncomfortable and anxious.
You know, like I was so happy as a
boy. And you were
so
happy as a child.
Interesting.
Think about it.
Yeah, I need to be comforted. Want to read some
Bible,
some chunkers?
Oh, wait, no. Oh, yes. Yeah, yeah. We
have some
new
little
patrons.
Chunkers.
Yes.
New batch. All they're right, hatching out of their big egg.
Oh, yeah.
And they're like, they already have like little diapers on. please welcome Zach.
Zach. I love, that's a fun name. Zach's a fun one.
Zach. Yeah, it is great.
It's just fun. You
starts
always like
a Z.
Zach. Yeah, it's, and it ends with the K. It's, or, you know, however you spell it, C-H. It's all
it's
the same.
CH,
it's just,
it's, cool.
It's fun.
And we've, oh, this is a cool one. Mars. The planet.
The god of war.
Mars, yeah, god of war gave us the devil's number two, the red planet.
Wow, the red, what an evil.
Evil, bad
evil,
guy.
Evil, violent creature. Thank you, Mars.
Yes,
is that your
thank
real
you so
name?
Much, Mars. Or is it Aries?
Or is it your nickname?
Yeah, that's true.
Because you're so bellicose and you always are waging war.
yeah, let us know. BibleBrothersPodcast@gmail.com.
You're waging a lot of wars. You're like, I'm going to call you Mars, you big schmuck.
Stop waging all these wars.
Keep waging wars.
Here's a good one. This is, we've got money from Lorenzo.
Oh, you know Lorenzo.
I sure do. This is our.
We sent him a shirt.
I sent Lorenzo the shirt to Italy. It made it there. So happy that that shirt is in Italy.
Yeah, it's great to think of our shirt
in
around
Italy.
The world. Yeah,
it's very cool. So happy. Thank you, Lorenzo, for doing that. You were not obligated to do so, but
show it to them.
We'll never not accept a big bucket of coins, of chum coins, to throw at the monster.
To throw at the monster that's in the basement, who's now our producer.
Who owns us.
Yeah.
Who runs
now
the show.
Now I feel like he's like, wears a little tie over
yes,
his otherwise like
same.
Naked body. He's like, ah.
But yeah, he's getting corporate.
But now he's corporate and he has like a desk.
That seems like that's almost like it would be like an old like satirical political cartoon or something.
Mm, yeah, that image of like the government.
Yes.
He's like a monster with a tie on, yeah. Eating
the coins
and the and it says like
fat cat
liberalism.
It is. We got two more here.
Wow. Well, great. Let's go.
Lamech number from Samantha.
Samantha.
Thank you, Samantha.
Samantha is another name that seems vaguely biblical to
I
me.
Agree.
The th.
Yeah, the th at the end. Samantha.
Yeah. Samantha.
Thank you. Thank you, Samantha.
Thank you.
And then we've got Casey.
Casey.
Cool Casey.
You don't hear Casey's too often.
No.
Boy, and I've heard, and I know boy and girl.
I was going to say.
Yeah,
it's
one
works,
of those.
Works
well
for
either
both.
Way.
So congrats on that, Casey, boy or girl.
It's a real androgynous name. I couldn't tell you. I don't even have a guess. I'd be like 50-50.
Yeah, it's a toss-up, Casey.
Well, Cooper thanks you. You know, Cooper is not, he needs money. A, to survive, but B, also we've criminally underpaid him.
Absolutely.
But, and now remind me, I know I ask this every time. He is breaking even now or not even?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I think with the amount of, the only thing that is helpful with the chunk system.
Like if we cleared the debt, would he be making?
That's a good question. I have to look at the Google Doc that I'm too embarrassed and afraid to look at, which is where Cooper was keeping track of hours worked.
I think we should know so that we could celebrate the day where we've paid him the right amount of money.
We've paid off our debts. But aren't we accruing more debt with all the work he's doing with the shirts?
Well, but the shirts make money that he gets.
Mm-hmm. That's true. It's all going to Cooper.
It's all, yeah. So,
okay.
So I don't think so. Okay. I mean, or the, I mean, if no one buys the shirts, of course.
Right.
That'd be a great loss.
Oh, yeah. Buy the shirts.
Yeah. Buy the shirts. Go to the store. Go to the Linktree. Bible Brothers.
5 stars.
Go to the Instagram. How do they find the shirt?
It's on the Linktree.
Meet us at the Linktree.
Under the Linktree. Under the shade of the Linktree.
You'll know it when you see it.
Blossoms.
Walk south.
Yes, you will see the Linktree.
To the end of the earth.
That would be helpful. We forgot to say give us 5 stars last episode, but it would feel like a given.
I bet they did.
They did, because they're like, the Bible boys are back.
They're like, this chapter sucks.
That was bad, but...
And it's not the boys' fault. 5 stars.
5 stars. That's a good reason to give us 5 stars. It's not our fault.
This is not
in our control.
We can't control it. We're just riding this wild river that was called the Bible.
Yeah, dirty, muddy river.
Well, let's get into it.
Let's just knock out Ruth.
This is part two and the end of Ruth. There we go. First, I would say nothing happened the first time.
It is funny.
This is a great drop in point for Ruth.
That's for Ruth. It seems like, in a way, the Bible learned something where they're like, maybe we should make the books shorter and just have a first act and a second act. But the first act was so bad
that
they're
going
to go right back to, they're like, let's just have 26 chapters.
Yeah, we need the length.
We need it. It's so necessary.
We just don't understand the structure. Like,
damn,
they didn't have like 15-minute episodes.
Not then. Yeah, they didn't have Adult Swim style
content, fast, weirdo, experimental stuff.
Late night
for comedy nerds. Okay, so now this is chapter 3 of Ruth, 3 of 4, and section 1 is called Naomi's Plan for Ruth's Marriage.
Okay, kind of see where this is going.
Yeah, me too. Then Naomi, her mother-in-law, said unto her, my daughter, shall I not seek rest for thee, that it may be well with thee? And now is not Boaz of our kindred, with whose maidens thou wast? Behold, he winnoweth barley tonight in the threshing floor. Meet him at the threshing floor.
He'll be winnowing barley.
Sexy.
Very sexy. Thank you, Mom.
Wash thyself, therefore, and anoint thee, and put thy raiment upon thee, and get thee down to the floor.
It says put on perfume and get dressed in your best clothes.
Oh, yeah, anoint.
And raiments.
Clothing. I know all this stuff now.
Yeah. I know that at the cocktail party. I know that. I know raiment means clothing.
Raiment, I read it. Okay.
Okay.
Cool, Robert.
Thank you.
You're right. It does suck. But make not thyself known unto the man until he shall have done eating and drinking. And it shall be when he lieth down that thou shalt mark the place where he shall lie, and thou shalt go in and uncover his feet and lay thee down, and he will tell thee what thou shalt do.
Ooh. Whoa.
Take off his little socks.
Dirty, dirty feet.
And he'll tell you what to do.
Okay.
Ugh, he's going to make her sniff his feet.
This is surprising.
Yeah, it's better than...
And they're going to stink.
Stinks like barley.
Yeah, barley and dirt. Ooh,
I've been threshing.
Sweat.
And she said unto her, all that thou sayest unto me, I will do.
I'll do it, Mom.
Great verse, Bible.
Sure, yeah, I'll do it.
And she went down unto the floor and did according to all that her mother-in-law bade her. And when Boaz had eaten and drunk and his heart was merry, he went to lie down at the end of the heap of corn. And she came softly and uncovered his feet and laid her down. And it came to pass at midnight that the man was afraid and turned himself. And behold, a woman lay at his feet.
Sorry, I stopped. I did stop paying attention. That was my bad. Boaz was eating.
He
was feeling good.
No. Yeah, he was feeling good. He went to sleep. She uncovered his feet. And then later that night,
Whoa!
He got afraid. He thought he saw a ghost. And then he sees that there's a woman at his feet.
Oh, I hope that this whole chapter is about how Boaz was convinced he saw a ghost.
And he said, who art thou? And she answered, I am Ruth, thine handmaid. Spread therefore thy skirt over thine handmaid, for thou art a near kinsman. And he said, blessed be thou of the Lord, my daughter, for thou hast shewed me more kindness in the latter end than at the beginning, inasmuch as thou followedst not young men, whether poor or rich.
This is so weird.
What'd he say?
I think he's like complimenting her that it's like you're sticking with
taste.
Me even though I'm old.
Yeah.
Like, this kindness is greater than that which you showed earlier. You have not run after the younger men, whether rich or poor.
Mm.
It's good for young women to be with old, disgusting, nasty feet men.
Yuck.
Yeah.
And now, my daughter, fear not. I will do to thee all that thou requirest, for all the city of my people doth know that thou art a virtuous woman. And now it is true that I am thy near kinsman. Howbeit, there is a kinsman nearer than I.
There's like another cousin who's even closer to her.
Looks even more like you.
Which is more attractive?
I don't know.
Tarry this night, and it shall be in the morning that if he will perform unto thee the part of a kinsman, well, let him do the kinsman's part. But if he will not do the part of a kinsman to thee, then will I do the part of a kinsman to thee, as the Lord liveth, lie down until the morning.
It says, let him redeem you.
I think it's like...
The nasty. I can't tell.
I think he's saying like,
oh,
it's so wonderful that you stuck with me.
That
said,
man,
you have a cousin who's even more related to you. Let's see if he wants to do you.
and he might.
But if he doesn't, I'll do you.
In the debt book, they talked about how the term redeem, which is such a like religious thing, is the origins are in money.
Oh.
Redemption.
It started with money.
I mean, I think that yes. Yeah, because there was money before there was Jesus.
That's interesting.
Isn't it? There's a lot of like sinful language with money. Guilt is a money thing.
What do you mean?
Sin.
Guilt just is money.
Like the like origins guilt. Of the words. Yeah.
The coin.
And that like
the chocolate coin.
It talks a lot about the combining of moral obligations and money. And how it's like everyone feels this really like you're a bad person if you have debt.
Right.
And it's all
baked in.
Yeah.
Oh, that's is interesting.
Isn't it?
You got me.
Yes. We got to read this again.
Okay.
I thought it was over there.
Now we're talking about
convince
debt.
Robert to like this one book.
When debt is interesting to you, you know you're in a bad part of the Bible.
Yes. They're like, please keep talking about debt and the words associated with it.
All right. So there's one last section to this chapter, and it's called Boaz Sends Ruth Home with a Gift of Barley. Good. And she lay at his feet until the morning, and she rose up before one could know another. And he said, let it not be known that a woman came into the floor.
You don't tell anyone.
But nothing happened.
But he's like, keep it between you and me, baby.
That you laid down with my stinky feet.
Yeah.
Hey, don't tell people it stunk.
Yeah, don't tell people about my nasty long toenails, okay?
Also, he said, bring the veil that thou hast upon thee and hold it. And when she held it, he measured 6 measures of barley and laid it on her. And she went into the city. And when she came to her...
a bundle on her, sorry. What? I don't know. It just seems like he threw a lot of barley on top of her. It says...
Well, he did. She took off her hat.
And he's like, put it in there. I'll put it in there?
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Like a big sack of barley. Just, like,
threw it on her.
He just has 6 things of barley.
There you go.
Dump it. And when she came to her mother-in-law, she said, who art thou, my daughter?
No. Did she?
And she told her all that the man had done to her.
In mine, it says, how did it go? But that's so funny if she was like, who is that?
Yeah, wait. But that is what she said.
Who's
who
there?
Art thou?
It's a ghost.
Yeah, she just like, it's like,
but that's
they're
old.
Just like dramatizing the moment before she came into the room.
I guess so.
It's so stupid.
Pathetic.
Who's there?
Me.
It's me. Okay. Story continues. And she said, these 6 measures of barley gave he me, for he said to me, go not empty unto thy mother-in-law. Then said she, sit still, my daughter, until thou know how the matter will fall, for the man will not be in rest until he have finished the thing this day.
So now it's like the big conclusion is who's going to do her?
Yeah.
Wow. The big finish.
The Book of
who's
Ruth.
Who's it going to be? The old guy or the guy
the
we've never
Ruth
seen?
The Book of Ruth is going to be like a Joan of Arc situation.
I thought so
like
too.
Someone who's like a badass.
I agree. I thought it was she was going to be rebelling.
I didn't think
or
the last
leading.
Chapter was going to be like, who gets to do her?
Her cousin or her closer cousin? Her old cousin?
Her old cousin or closer cousin?
Oh. Oh, no. And her mom. Don't worry, though. Her mom keeps encouraging her. Do it with him. Do that guy.
This is good. He keeps bringing home barley.
She
good
loves
lessons.
Barley.
Good lessons.
How much barley is the mom eating?
I don't know. We don't know what an ephah is.
That's true.
That and we don't even know, and we don't know what a measure is.
And we don't know what 6 barleys is.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Great. Can't wait, guys. Here we go.
Chapter 4 and the final chapter of this crazy book. This subsection is called Boaz Calls into Judgment the Next Kinsman.
Okay, he's getting the cousin.
Get him on the floor.
All right.
Sit by my feet.
Let's see how stinky your feet are.
Then went Boaz up to the gate and sat him down there, and behold, the kinsman of whom Boaz spake came by, unto whom he said, Ho, such a one! I like that.
Ho!
Ho, such a one! Turn aside, sit down here. And he turned aside and sat down. And he took 10 men of the elders of the city and said, Sit ye down here. And they sat down. And he said unto the kinsman, Naomi, that is come again out of the country of Moab, selleth a parcel of land, which was our brother Elimelech's. And I thought to advertise thee, saying, Buy it before the inhabitants and before the elders of my people. If thou wilt redeem it, redeem it. But if thou wilt not redeem it, then tell me, that I may know. For there is none to redeem it beside thee, and I am after thee. And he said, I will redeem it.
Wait, so are they talking about land?
Like, I think, yeah. I mean, I think they're all one and the same.
Oh, well, okay.
But then why?
Is she ours?
But she has land? I guess it's like she has Abimelech's land.
So maybe it's like,
and whoever
Ruth
gets,
is
whoever
cool, because like, she's up with using her feminine wiles to get land?
No. I think worse. I think she has land.
Okay.
Or I think her husband had land.
Got it.
If one of these guys
does her, they get the land.
They get the land.
Who's going to do it?
You get to go first, but okay. I'm right after you, so you better
it.
Do it.
Right. Or you're going to decide.
It's either you
it
or me.
Right. So this is still just a continuation. No yeah. new information, essentially, except that now there's 10 old men sitting with
there as well.
Like in a sauna. The stinkiest of feet. Lines. Stink lines.
I think that is what like life is. It's like two people having the same conversation and then like 10 old men like watching, eating the lunch that was provided.
Yes. Meats. Sandwiches.
That's it.
Yeah.
Just rehashing this. All right, everyone go home. Good work.
You guys agree? This is mine. He's going
to
do her.
Now we'll all go home to
witnesses.
Our families. This makes me sad.
Yeah.
Okay. Then said Boaz, What day thou buyest the field of the hand of Naomi, thou must buy it also of Ruth the Moabitess, the wife of the dead, to raise up the name of the dead upon his inheritance. And the kinsman said, I cannot redeem it for myself, lest I mar mine own inheritance. Redeem thou my right to thyself, for I cannot redeem it. Now this was the manner in former time in Israel concerning redeeming and concerning changing. For to confirm all things, a man plucked off his shoe and gave it to his neighbor, and this was a testimony in Israel. Therefore the kinsman said unto Boaz, Buy it for thee. So he drew off his shoe.
That's like, I feel like that's like notarizing something.
You just take off your shoe and give him...
That's like the stamp.
Makes sense.
The embossed paper.
Shoes were probably hard to come by.
I guess that you really have to like make each one.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Here's my
shoe.
That
stresses me out. Thinking about giving away a shoe and it's like, I got to make another shoe now. It's going to take a while.
I'm going to have to walk home like this.
Yeah. Kind of crooked.
Yeah.
And then be like, where am I going? How do I start this shoe? I haven't had to make a shoe in a long time.
Yeah.
I guess I'll trace this one. I hope it was worth it. Yeah, I hope so too. Let's see what happens.
So he said, I can't because I got like a different inheritance coming. So you
old man, old cousin.
So, Boaz. And then we go right into the second to last subsection. Boaz buys the inheritance and marries Ruth.
Okay. But why is this important?
I don't think we're going to
ever find that. I guess for Ruth's sake, it's important because like, you know, it's a big moment in her life.
Yeah. As an individual, it's good to know who your partner's going to be.
Yeah.
Right,
congratulations, Ruth.
You got Boaz. And Boaz said unto the elders and unto all the people, Ye are witnesses this day that I have bought all that was out Elimelech's and all that was Chilion's and Mahlon's of the hand of Naomi. Moreover, Ruth the Moabitess, the wife of Mahlon, have I purchased to be my wife, to raise up the name of the dead upon his inheritance, that the name of the dead be not cut off from among his brethren and from the gate of his place. Ye are witnesses this day. And all the people that were in the gate and the elders said, We are witnesses. The Lord make the woman that is come into thine house like Rachel and like Leah, which two did build the house of Israel. And do thou worthily in Ephratah.
I mean, there's almost some, you know, feminism slant going on. Just that it's like, you're like Rachel and Leah, you know, without them, we wouldn't have whatever Israel is.
I guess. It just seems like a bunch of words.
It is a bunch of words.
I don't know. I'm trying to find something here.
No, it's nice. I mean, I'm trying. Yeah.
Appreciate it.
I just like, I don't know. It feels a little creepier to me that it's like,
you're like these wives.
You're so, just like they built Israel by, you know, having babies.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Taking
yeah.
care of the dudes. That's yeah. what you'll do. Isn't that cool?
Ruth?
Moabitess?
I guess. She seems into it.
We don't know.
That's true. She doesn't seem against it.
No.
Seemed like...
She seems compliant.
Compliant. Yeah. It seemed like when there was going to be a book about a woman that the assumption is that she will not be compliant. And that's
yeah,
why there's a
that's
book about
why
it.
There's a whole book about like the first woman who wasn't compliant.
Right. She rebelled in her own way.
And she was interesting.
But this one
that.
Was not.
But not
that's what's so important about Ruth.
Is she's not that. So it'll make the next one super important.
That's what's important about this book. It's the same as it was before.
And I got cut off mid-sentence. So this is going to be pointless, but I'll just start it at a weird point. And be famous in Bethlehem. Okay.
Be famous.
Be famous.
Wow, even back then, they just wanted to be famous.
Oh, that's why she's doing it.
I'm going to be famous.
And let thy house be like the house of Perez, whom Tamar bare unto Judah of the seed which the Lord shall give thee of this young woman. I don't remember any of those people.
Yeah, what? Why are they suddenly...
Perez.
Perez. Yes, Tamar.
I don't remember Perez at all.
No.
Anyway, last section is this. Ruth bears Obed, the grandfather of David.
There we go. That's what this whole thing was about.
The mom of the grandfather of a person?
I think to get to David.
Is he David like Goliath?
Yes.
That's
I think
cool.
It's got to be. It's King David. It's time.
David time.
I don't know what he does. I only think that he's like tiny because he has to fight Goliath, but he might not even be that small.
He could be normal. And
he might just be a normal guy, but I don't know anything about him. Did he build, maybe he builds a temple?
I don't know.
And that's a big deal, I think.
But you don't know.
And I don't know.
But if he did it, that would be a big deal.
I think so. Good luck to him.
A whole book to know who bore the grandfather of David?
And especially a whole book that is, again, just stating like, and her marriage was the same as everyone else's.
Yeah.
Like, she didn't rebel. She was a woman and she tried to get married and she did.
No, technically her husband died, but then she married his like cousin. So it's back to normal.
And Ruth even started with like, this person was like the father of this person and they died.
Yeah.
They could have just done that. Like this person led to this person who led to Ruth who led to this person. And now we're at David.
Well, I hate to say it, but I think they're going to do a little of that in this last section.
Oh, so we got the worst of both worlds.
Yeah.
Very boring
but
chapter.
Also repetitive. And
and then you get a list of names.
Yeah. It's...
Okay.
So Boaz took Ruth, and she was his wife. And when he went in unto her, the Lord gave her conception, and she bare a son.
That's disgusting. You didn't have to say that. When he went into under her?
He went in unto her.
They did the nasty.
Yeah.
And the Lord gave them a baby.
He went in unto her.
Like, couldn't you have just said they got married and they had a child?
Absolutely.
You don't have to mention like, and they, don't worry, they did it. They did it. Penis went in.
No, you have to know.
Right. How did they get a baby suddenly?
And the woman said unto Naomi, blessed be the Lord, which hath not left thee this day without a kinsman, that his name may be famous in Israel.
Famous. That's so weird, this whole fame whoring thing that's
yeah,
happening.
Yeah, have we heard the word famous like ever in
I don't
the Bible?
Know, and suddenly it seems like very normal.
Everyone
that they're all like,
famous.
Yeah, it's going to be famous.
And he shall be unto thee a restorer of thy life, and a nourisher of thine old age. For thy daughter-in-law, which loveth thee, which is better to thee than seven sons, hath borne him. And Naomi took the child and laid it in her bosom and became nurse unto it. And the women, her neighbors, gave it a name, saying, there is a son born to Naomi. But it's not her son. It's Ruth's son. But I guess it becomes Naomi's son.
I forgot the family tree that they were going over yesterday. But is it because... Okay, never mind.
It's Ruth's biological baby. But it sounds like they gave it to Naomi.
Interesting.
And the
incestual.
And the women gave it a name, saying... There is a son born to Naomi, and they called his name Obed. He is the father of Jesse.
Jesse?
The father of David.
I'm surprised that Jesse is not a nickname.
Right, like for Jessiford.
Yes, it's Jesse.
Or Jessmont.
It's so funny that that's happening around the time that they're talking about fame, because it does seem like Jesse is like a pop star. And Jesse
in
famous.
Lights.
Yeah.
They're going to see my name in lights. I'm Jesse.
What happened to like the Holy Land?
They're in it. And it kind of sucks.
Yeah. Like they fought.
It like was there's other people in it.
And now they've just sort of moved on to other stories.
They just kind of, they're like, let's move on. We're here.
There's other stuff going on though. Yeah, Ruth, she needed a husband.
I know, it was such a big deal.
Huge deal. That was like everything was leading up to that. And now that we're there, they kind of, it's that whole like, there's really no there. It's, you know, it's all about the journey.
Yeah, but in a bad way. Like sometimes in a good way, you could like, yeah, like sometimes it's like you use that positively.
You're like, oh wow, that's a really cool.
Like if they acknowledged that or absolutely. Something, or they're like kind of reminisced about the time in the wilderness, it's rad or something.
That would be incredible.
Yeah.
If they were like, all this time
we were
looking for the Holy Land when, you know, the Holy Land was in us.
Yeah, yeah.
It was about that great journey. But no, they're like, no, they made it to the Holy Land and it's great. That's what they wanted. Then they wanted to kill all those Ammonites and people.
And they did it.
And now there's just some other stories.
Yeah, it's grim.
Grim.
Okay, now
Jesse.
Jesse, who's the father of David. Now
Jesse and David, born 1982. Does not seem biblical, but okay.
Yeah, well, Jesse made it and he had a son, David, who's going to have his bar mitzvah in Los Angeles.
A rocking good time with David.
Because Jesse became a music manager.
Totally. Are they called A&R guys? Sort of the like.
Yeah, it's a type of
record
guy.
Label
record
thing.
Record label guys.
Yeah, he's a record label guy.
He spots talent. Right. I used and to play great eye back in talent. The day too. I used to think I was going to be one of the boys, but I didn't have that it quality.
He had a few good studio sessions as a guitarist.
He's a good player.
Good, he could play.
Yeah,
the guy can play, but yeah, he didn't have that stage presence. But he saw it.
He knew what it was,
and he could really, you know, he was great at cultivating talent.
Yeah. And then I had a son, David.
David, who became a king.
Now, these are the generations of Phares. Why? Okay. Phares begat Hezron, and Hezron begat Ram, and Ram begat Amminadab.
That's cool. And Ram and Amminadab.
And Amminadab begat Nashon, and Nashon begat Salmon. Straight up salmon.
That's interesting.
Nashon begat salmon, spelled like salmon. And salmon begat Boaz. And Boaz never mentioned that. You got to meet my father, Salmon. Okay. And Boaz begat Obed, and Obed begat Jesse, and Jesse begat David. The end of the book of Ruth. Yikes.
Yeah. Ouch. But remember, guys, not our fault.
Right.
I mean, I will say it does feel really good to have finished a whole book. We're like, sometimes that would take months.
It sometimes would take months.
We did it in a day.
Sometimes we'd be stuck there forever.
Then. Yeah. Yeah. And it was, I mean, there were many times where we contemplated not reading anymore, maybe killing ourselves.
Yeah, for sure.
But but this one was so short. And even if it was equally bad to the other bad ones.
Yeah.
It doesn't feel as bad.
By your rule.
Short and bad.
Short and bad is good, better than good and long.
Ruth proves it.
And
the
Ruth
most important
it.
Thing to take away from today is Ruth proves Dan's hypothesis that short and bad is better than long and good.
Well, Samuel, next time you see us.
That's so odd. Samuel, it's not David.
Oh, yeah. Or Jesse.
I would love to learn more about
Samuel,
Jesse.
He
begat Jesse, he begat David.
Anyway.
Next week on The Bible is Samuel.
It's weird.
Who?
Is he like a rival to David?
Yeah, I don't know. A total spinoff. No idea. No, there's no inference to him at all.
No, he's never been mentioned.
They just did that before. They were mentioning those guys as if we should know who they are.
But we didn't.
I never heard these guys.
So yeah, but it's a real book.
We're getting
in
back
fact, in. It's such a real book that the site after there's two books of Samuel.
That's interesting.
His First clone? Time they've done that. What?
His clone?
Samuel like, 2.
Yeah. He like has to relive everything
oh, no,
with the
my
knowledge.
Evil clone.
My evil, yes, you killed the wrong Samuel.
And now the reign of Samuel 2.
Everyone knows that it's the evil clone,
yeah,
but
it's too late.
It's too late. Well, it wasn't our fault. Five stars. Meet us under the link tree and pluck the divine
t-shirt
merch t-shirts.
So that Cooper can get paid to continue producing and editing
and buy another tie
our show
and to stave off a coup from the Peltzes.
Yes.
Cooper.
It's been there. Okay.
The whole time.
Is in the
just
name.
Like Oprah and Orpah.
He's a Cooper.
He is a Cooper. We should have known. Touche, Cooper.
Good on us.
Glad we caught it now.
And we'll see you next time for the Book of Samuel.
Can't wait for whoever that is.
Bye-bye.
Bye.